It's time to take this game into overtime.
The official podcast
of the Average Joe's Sports Show
on 90.9 The Light Sports
for our generation.
That's what I'm going to be doing. All I do is win because we are going right into Thomas Knows Best, a segment where Joe Mixey started up where Joe knows best. This is going to be the spinoff edition, Thomas Knows Best, and all I am going to do is win. You guys are going to be in all agreement with me. I just know. I just have that feeling. So we're going to go right into it. We're going to start with the first topic. We're going to start with Draymond Green. Draymond Green, in his first game back after the All-Star game, receives a technical for kicking Blake Griffin in the head. And then later in the game, you see him chirping at Paul Pierce on the bench. We'll talk about that a little bit later in the show. But he was chirping at Paul Pierce, who was not even on the court at the time, in an irrelevant game where they were winning by 20, 25 points. Draymond Green has 12 technicals on the year. He's got two flagrants. He's been ejected a number of times during the year. I say that Draymond Green will cost the Warriors again, like he did last year. If not this year, then again next year, he would cost them at some point because he does not act like an adult. He needs to be careful. Draymond Green does not get his act together, he's going to end up like DeMarcus Cousins and the Kings. He's going to end up leading the league in technicals and being traded by a team for something that they could have got a lot more in return. And, I mean, if he does not learn to control his emotions and act like an adult, he is an adult in the NBA. He needs to start acting
First of all, we're gonna stop Thomas Knows Best and goes into David Knows Better. And Ooh. We're going to go into Draymond is not, let's repeat this, he is not DeMarcus Cousins. The Warriors need his emotion on the floor. That is what...
Did they need it last year in the finals? Because that's what cost them the finals victory.
Yes, that did cost them the finals victory, but that's also what I believe got them there. Because I don't think if he hadn't been that fired up during that OKC series, I don't think that they would have, you know, been able to pull that out. So, the fact that we're putting Draymond in the same category, we're not even going to go there. Draymond is not in the same category as DeMarcus Cousins. He is a great teammate.
You're right. The guys love him. DeMarcus Cousins is more talented than Draymond Green.
Possibly. But Draymond Green is a much better teammate than DeMarcus Cousins is, and he's better for the organization.
Because if he keeps going this way, they're going to want him off the team.
No, I don't think that's accurate. But as far as mocking Paul Pierce, if Paul Pierce had started it, I can see that, because I don't see that Draymond just going out of his way to say something to somebody on the bench whenever Paul Pierce had not said anything to him at all that game already. If he did, though, that's the case, it was not respectful of Draymond to do that to Paul Pierce, somebody who's earned respect over his career. Now, Paul Pierce is one of the, and has known to be, one of the best trash talkers in the NBA. So don't put it past Paul Pierce to have said something to Draymond earlier in the game that maybe got on his nerves a little bit.
See, what I'm saying here is, if the Warriors were not so talented, if they were not the best team in the NBA, Draymond Green would get even worse. Draymond Green would cost his team even more. The guy does not know how to control his emotions.
No,
okay. How many times have we seen him kick somebody?
Steve Kerr admitted to telling Draymond to get like that.
That's what I'm saying. The Warriors and the leaders on that team need to take control of
the situation. The first half of that game, Draymond was perfectly fine. Halftime, Steve Kerr goes, I told Draymond we need to take a different approach to this game.
So David does not agree that Thomas knows best. Chris, do you agree?
No, I don't.
I don't think you know best on this one either. If we're doing the whole Draymond,
Chris is on David Knows Better.
Draymond Green has 12 techs. DeMarcus Cousins has 17.
All right, who's on a winning team? Who's on a trashy team the whole year? Doesn't that have to help a little bit? Exactly.
No, it doesn't help a little bit.
I mean, okay, Warriors.
Because when you're on a crappy team, you're going to be a lot more frustrated.
If you're beating somebody by 40, you're more than likely wanting to, you know, who cares? I'll kick this guy in the face.
That makes your character even worse because you have no reason to get frustrated.
I don't think Draymond's going to cost anybody anything because you have a team without Draymond.
Yeah, you do.
Warriors have a team without Draymond, point blank. So I don't think he's going to cost them anything.
Well, he cost them last year.
But they also didn't have
Kevin Durant last year. If they had Kevin Durant last year,
If they had Kevin Durant last
them.
Year and everything went down the same way it did, I think Warriors would have came out on top. That,
yeah, series.
Matt?
This whole issue of Draymond Green, just first of all, as we were saying before, I think he should have been.
No, first of all, though, you have to be. Does Thomas know best, or does David know better?
I mean, David's my middle name, so I'm gonna go with David knows better.
I thought we had a northern connection here, Matt.
We did, but you're from Connecticut. I'm from New York. It's different.
Oh,
it's different.
So the southern boy is taking all of them.
So you're
today.
Going with a guy from Charlotte?
Yes.
I mean, yeah, y'all don't have a.
Oh, man.
He said
team.
Y'all. Okay, he just said y'all. That
I
right
need,
there.
I need a new crew. I need a new
we're
crew.
Good.
I'm
New York boy just said y'all. Yes.
Anyway, so with the as we were talking about before, one of the many times we talked about NBA today, I thought I forgot who said it, but I think it was you, Chris, that. Draymond should, and I think should have been for all of the things that we've seen and all the clips that analysts have talked about where he kicked somebody. I think the most blatant one that he didn't get disciplined for was the one on Steven Adams in that series, and I think that series goes very differently if he gets suspended for that. However, this year they have Kevin Durant and the Warriors, so I don't think it affects them as much, but I do think I do think that he's the one guy that they have that has that emotion and that fire that will drive them.
All right, so I know one guy that agrees with me that's on my side. That's Fox Sports 1 own Chris Broussard, who said they're going to get fed up just like Sacramento got fed up with Boogie Cousins. Even though he was giving you 28, 11, and 5, they said enough is enough, and I guarantee you within the next 2 years or 3 years, the Warriors are going to say enough is enough, and they're going to ship him out of here. Don't touch my stinger. I'm just telling you how it is. So I guess none of the guys thought Thomas knew best there. Let's see if the second topic goes a little more my way. Where I say that the 76ers are not as far along in their rebuild as we thought. I think I'm going to have a little more success here. Let's break this down. So they end up trading Nerlens Noel, one of their top 10 picks a few years ago, for essentially 2 second-round picks. Now, Ben Simmons is also going to be sitting. He's going to sit out the whole year. He won't even play Summer League. He won't be ready until the start of next year. We have Joel Embiid, who has missed the last 2 weeks because of an injury, and we see him during that injury dancing on stage at a concert when he's got a hurt knee. Not to mention, who are the starting guards for the 76ers at this moment? TJ McConnell, Gerald Henderson, you have Jared Bayless as their backup. There are no good guards on this team. The big men are starting to break down. Ben Simmons is hurt. Joel Embiid is hurt. Don't forget that Jahlil Okafor has taken a big step back from last year. In his rookie year, he was averaging 18 points. Now he's only averaging 12 per game, and he's been healthy all year. So there is no excuse there. I say the Philadelphia 76ers are not as far along, and the trust the process is getting hard to say. Does anybody agree?
I think at this point, I semi agree with you. So I'm gonna say that
I'll take it as a win.
I think they still have a lot of thinking long term to do with the fact that they have 3 or 4 potential centers on their roster right now, and I thought that they were gonna be able to aid that problem by dealing Noel. But I think at this point they need to, especially with the guys that they have injured right now, like Ben Simmons was a top pick for them. I don't think he was ready for the NBA anyway yet. I think they need to build the team around the big man. It doesn't seem like they're gearing the team for that, and I'm just questioning every move that they've made so far. They got, you know, I thought they were going to get rid of the too many big men problem, and it doesn't look, at least looking at their roster, it doesn't look like that has changed too much.
You know, Thomas, you know we're good friends, right? We are.
We'll see after this. I know where you're going here.
I'm really hoping to have a great time at your wedding in June.
You better be careful because you're staying on my couch this weekend, too.
I am. I know. But again, Thomas does not know best. Ben Simmons will be healthy next year.
Are you sure?
With Joel Embiid.
Are you sure they're both going to be healthy?
Yes. I can promise you by next year they will be healthy because they're not having them do
Joel
anything.
Joel Embiid has played 30 games in 3 seasons.
They will both. Okay, so let's just say they're both healthy next year. They have 2 good draft picks this year in the draft. They've got a lot of drafts to create a trade in off of next season. They've got a lot of draft picks that
they're
able to trade.
We've said that for the last 5 years.
Yes, but they might actually be coming around. They've gotten Joel Embiid, and now they've gotten Ben Simmons. So, you know, that's...
They both can't stay healthy.
Okay. I cannot argue with that one at the moment.
There we go.
I cannot argue with that at the moment that they cannot stay healthy right now. But if they get healthy and they are able to stay healthy.
They said the same thing about Greg Oden a couple years ago.
Okay, let's not put Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid in the same boat as Greg Oden.
All I do is
but,
win.
But, no. Next year, I'm saying the 76ers will make the playoffs. I'm going to.
The playoffs?
I will say that the 76ers. We'll make the playoffs. Playoffs?
Don't talk about playoffs. Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs?
Okay. On this one, I'm going to go with it. You don't know best.
What is Kyle? Stop feeding these guys.
No.
Kyle's doing this on purpose.
Here's something that a lot of people tend to forget, or it gets thrown into the back of their mind. Let's look at OKC starting the 2006-2007 season. Their record was 31-51. They are number 2 draft pick in the 2007 draft. 07-08, Kevin Durant wins Rookie of the Year. They were 20-62 that season. They went to 23-59, 08-09. They drafted Westbrook 4th, Serge Ibaka 24th. In 2009-2010, they went 50-32. They reached the playoffs as seed number 8.
First of all, you're saying this like any organization can repeat what Oklahoma City did. And do they have an NBA championship from that?
No.
I'm not saying they're going to win an NBA championship.
Yeah, but you say that they're not going in the right path.
But you're saying
the
76ers can easily just repeat what Oklahoma City did.
I'm not saying that they're going
to
easily repeat it.
But the difference between the two is that when they got
Durant and Westbrook played right off the bat. They played as soon as they got there. With Noel Embiid, it's going to be a couple years before they both start playing together if they both get healthy.
So you really,
but it
you
was
really
a, it's
have faith
a gradual
that Joel Embiid,
start.
You really have faith that Joel Embiid can play a full season.
Yeah.
Or back-to-back full seasons.
Yes. Yeah. It took...
What makes you believe that?
It took the OKC 8 years to get where they are right now.
Faith is always
right
the answer.
Right now is where
eight
they're
years.
At a 7
gradual
seed.
Rise.
And they lost 2 of the top 3 best players in the NBA.
But they're still in the playoffs, which is a lot better than the 76ers doing right now. So
because
if the 76ers can make the playoffs at all, it's a gradual rise.
Who were the guys that were driving that Oklahoma City team? Guards. And Kevin Durant, who is a 7-foot guard. Do you see anybody on the 76ers that can play like that?
Durant?
Because this is a guard league. This is a guard league. Let's be real. Who is the starting guards for the 76ers at the moment?
At the very moment.
TJ McConnell and Jared Henderson. TJ McConnell and Gerald Henderson are their starting guards.
Okay. I like TJ McConnell.
Yeah, but if it's a guards league and you have Durant, who's a 7-foot guard, then why didn't OKC do a lot better with Durant than they did? If it's a guards league and you're defending Durant as this amazing guard, OKC should have done a lot better.
Because they ran into teams like the Cavs and the Spurs, who are just a bit better. And also, they let go of Harden too early because if they had Harden on that team, they probably would have won a championship.
If they still had James Harden with Kevin Durant, and oh, man.
All right, so I'll let you guys at home decide if Thomas knows best. I think I'll have a little more luck there.